Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel Beis, everybody's scratching off the front of their cars with the ice. That's what taking a few extra minutes. Okay, so yesterday the Gemara brought up who died after who, Rabbi Chiya or Rebbe. So the Gemara said, is it possible? The Gemara asked, why wasn't Rabbi Chiya the Rosh Yeshiva afterwards? Because he had already died. All these brises that seem to say that Rabbi Chiya was alive afterwards, no, switch the order. Really, Rabbi Chiya was dying and Rebbe was coming to visit him. So let's go to the first wide line on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. First wide line, end of the line. Yibayi Seima Eifach. Some suggest that maybe one can switch them. Yibayi Seima Lo Amud Tefach. Maybe the story is not switched. Rabbi Chiya Asuk B'Mitzvahs Havei. Really, Rabbi Chiya was alive, but he was Osik B'Mitzvahs. He was a big Osik B'Tzarchit Tzibur. Rabbi Seva Lo Afagre. He didn't want to bother Rabbi Chiya and make him give up all of his projects in order to sit and be the Rosh Yeshiva. So that's why he didn't make him the big of the Rosh Yeshiva. V'hainu, and you see the Asek Mitzarchi Tzibur of Rabbi Chiya from the following story. Story about the roots of Chinuch. Tachiyavi Minti, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, and Chanina, Rabbi Chiya used to fight. Obviously, Ben Yehoyada says, that wasn't really a fight, but we'll see. Amal Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiya, Bahadi Didi Mintis. Rabbi Chanina says to Rabbi Chiya, first we'll read the story, then we'll talk about it. You're fighting with me? The Chas V'Shalom Neshtacha Torah Mi'Yisrael, says Rabbi Chanina, if ever Chas V'Shalom Torah is forgotten from amongst Israel, Mahadrana Le Mi Pilpulei, I'll bring it back with my great pilpul, with the depths of my thought. Unbelievable svara I could give to bring it back. I do one better, says Rabbi Chiya. I'm going to make sure the Torah will not be forgotten amongst Israel. I will bring flax, and I'll plant it, and I'll make nets, and I'll catch deer in those nets, and I will feed the meat of the deer to the orphans, and I'll make klafim, megillas, from the skin, okay, and I'll go to a city where there's no rabbi teaching Torah. V'kasivna chamishe chumshe l'cham sheyinuche, and I'll write the five books of the Torah on these klafim and give it to five children. U'masnina shisa sidur l'shisa yinuche, and I'll teach the six sedarim to six children. V'kol chad v'chad amrile, and I'll tell each one of these 11 kids, as yisidrach l'chavrach. You know, so, now teach your friend. Now teach your friend what you have. And in that way, says Rabbi Chiya, I'll be able to prevent Torah from being forgotten. And that's what Rebbe means by saying, oh, how great are the actions of Chiya. Let's just one more line. Amalei, Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe, afilu bimcha. So he says to him, even greater than you. Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe asks him, Amalei, in, yeah. Amalei, Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe Yossi, afilu me'ava, even greater than my father, Rebbe Yossi. Amalei, chas v'shalom. Lo tekados b'Yisrael. No, Rebbe Yossi was amazing. I'm not saying anybody was greater than Rebbe Yossi. Period. Okay, so that's how you see that Rabbi Chiya was Osik and Sarchi Tzibur, so that's why Rabbi didn't want to make him Rosh Yeshiva. So many of the Bali Musar, this Gemara appears also in Bal Metzia Pehei, that's where many of the Mefarshim are. The Marsha there notes that even from the beginning, you know, why couldn't he just buy Klafim? Couldn't he just buy Klafim and give them out to the kids? No. He planted the seeds and he made the nets, because even from day one it was L'Shem Shemayim. From day one, it has to be Lashma. When we do a project, it has to be Lashma. Rabbi Chaim Velazhin, they say, was crying when they put the cornerstone of the Velazhin Yeshiva, because he why are you crying? Because I want to make sure it's Lashma. I want to make sure all my kavanas are appropriate. That's what the Marsha says there in Bava Metzia. She called Maisa Zela Torah Shu B'tchila L'Shem Shemayim. L'hoya Bo Shum Sheet of Davar Acher V'Kavana Acher Shelo L'Shem Shemayim. It's purely, everything is purely L'Shem Shemayim. The Ben Yehoyada notes here that you can't say they were fighting, they're being Bali Gaivas. What I do is great. Bavadi Lohaya Benea Machlokis and Mariva Chitzonis Chas V'Shalom. It was all Hashem Shemayim, and it wasn't their Gaiva. It must be that similar, as I quoted, but it's similar to the Machlokis of Torah Iker or Maisa Iker, the Gemara in Baba Kama. So should one try to learn every single second of the day and do their best to have the Gemilas Chesed taken care of Alidei Acherim? Or do we say no, that if you have Gemilas Chesed in a general mentality, you should try to capture it and do it yourself? And that's what the Ben Yoyada says. That's what they were arguing about. The Rabbi Chanina was such a, he should sit and learn even more and try to get everything else done by the others. And Rabbi Chiya says no, maybe Chesed is also a primary factor. It's an interesting ha'ara of the Maritz Chais. It's Kedarka Bakodesh. If you look in the story, it says that he wrote down the five books of the Torah on five klafim, and he taught the six books of the Mishnah to the six kids. It does not say that he wrote the six Sidrei Mishnah on six klafim. It just says that he made klafim and he wrote the Chumash on it. So Maritz Chayes says this relates to the issue of whether Rebbe was a compiler or whether Rebbe really wrote down the Mishnah. Right? It quotes Rashi in Erev and Samach Beis, where Rashi seems to say that Rebbe just compiled it, but really even Bizman HaMoraim, nothing was written yet. Until later, maybe when they were hosting the Gemara, they were hosting the Mishnah as writing. But that's what he says, that's why it doesn't say he wrote. Yibnei Shah Mishnah lo nechtava dayin bizman Rabbi Chiya, rak bizman Achron. So that's the diak the Maritz Chayes has, that the Mishnah wasn't written down yet in the times of even in the times of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Hanina. And that's why he says he wrote down the Torah and he taught them the Mishnah. Again, the Rambam, the Birush HaMishnah, seemed to say in the Akdamah to Mishnah Torah, also seems to say that it was written down. Again, it's a historical discussion of whether it was, but Maritz Chayes says this Gemara maybe is a remez that it was not written yet. It was already divided. I mean, Rebbe, what was the Harashah? So what was the Harashah that we say? You have to break certain rules. What rules were broken? If he just composed it, that's a kash you have to deal with. If he just composed it, he didn't write it down yet. Did he prepare it for writing? Right, it's still organizing like that is a violation of Dorash Mechzavi and Torah Shalom and Alpeh. So it's a little tzarachi in what exactly was violated if that was the if it wasn't recorded yet, really. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing the story of Rebbe on his deathbed. Amar lahen, about six lines up from the bottom. Okay, I spoke to my children in general before, but now I've got to speak to them one by one. So bring in my youngest son. Nechnas Reb Shimon Eslo. So Shimon goes in. Reb Shimon yesterday we said he was a Chacham. Even though he wasn't compared to appointed Nasi, he was the Chacham. So Masal is Sidrei Chachma. He gives him the Sidrei Chachma. Okay, bring in my oldest son. Nichnas Rabbi Gamliel Eslo. Rabbi Gamliel goes in. Who's going to be the Nasi? Umasal Sidri Nisius. Amalo Bini. Nahog Nisiascha Biramim. Be Noheg your Nisius with Ramim. What does Ramim mean? So Pasha's Rama means above, meaning you have to be, put yourself high. You gotta show them who's boss. Show them who's boss. Rashi says, "Yoshi ben Agdolim." You have to be with the right people. Zorak Mara b'Talmidim, and also put Mara, right? Put instill fear in Talmidim. Again, there's various Gemaras. How much they're supposed to be Yira from the Rebbe? How much they're supposed to be Ahava from the Rebbe? But the Gemara we had that you have to Mekari v'Yamin v'Docha b'Smol. So again, this belongs on that list. You know, he says you have to make sure that they know who is the Nasi. Aini, is this really true that the Nasi has to do this? V'haksiv as Yirei Hashem Yichabed. Pasuk says it to Hillam that Shvi Mechabed the Yirei Hashem. Amar Marzei Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda. That's Yehoshafat. K'sha Yeroa Tabal Chacham. When he saw Tabal Chacham, Haya Omei Mikiso. He got up from his throne. U'machabko, Menashko. He gave him a hug and a kiss. V'kori lo Rebbe. Rebbe Mari Mari. So you see Yehoshafat did not have the attitude of Zrok Mara or Nehog Nisiescha B'Ramim. So lo kasha. Ha B'tzina ha B'farhesya. Depends if you're a public or a private. In private, you can act however you want. You can give the proper cover. It's just in public. As somebody once said, you can't take yourself too seriously, but you can take your office very seriously. Meaning that's the point here of the Nehog Nisiascha B'Ramim. They should have covered for the office and really have Yira and give it the proper respect that it deserves. But personally, to give the covered for the Talmud Chacham, so that is for sure okay. Okay, let's continue. Tanya, second to last line. I forgot to mention the last minute yesterday, but the whole discussion about the, there's a lot more, but the Hasidim being the time of themselves for the Kibrei Avos, that was just a couple of sources that we did, but feel free to keep researching that. Tanya, Rebbe Muto Vesibowi, where was Rebbe on giving this whole last speech? He was in Sipori. Umachan Muchan Lobe Beish Arim. And his kever, though, was prepared in Beish Arim. He was going to be buried in Beish Arim. Batanya, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sedek Sedek Tiridof Halach Achar Rabbi Lebei Sha'arim. The Gemara there has a whole list of who, which Rebbeim were where, and it says, if you want to get Sedek Sedek, run after Sedek, go to Rebbe who was in Beis Sha'arim. So what was he doing in Sipori now? What was he in Beis Sipori? He was from Beis Sha'arim. So Rebbe Beis Sha'arim Havi, really he was in Beis Sha'arim. Ella, given the Chalash, unto you, he was Sipori. But once he got sick, they brought him to Sipori. Why? The Medallia Ubas Mavira. It had great air. Great air. We know that there was a different climates are better for different people's different sicknesses. So that's why they brought him to Tzipori, because they thought that climate would be better for him. Hahu Yomad Noach Nafshei, famous story. The Rebbe, I'm going to make it famous. Noach Nafshei, the Rebbe, the day the Rebbe died, Gozer Rabbanan Taniso Bal Rachmei, Rabbanan were Gozer a fast day to try to prevent him from dying. They were Gozer Tainis. And they were davening. The Amri, and they said, Kolman de Amar Noach Nafshei de Rebbe, Yida Kair Becherev. Whoever says the Rebbe died will get stabbed with a sword. Whoever said the Rebbe died will get stabbed with a sword. What exactly were they trying to do here? What are they trying to do? So the Yaakov Emden in the back, in the Yavit says, Shema mitoch shegazru kach lohoya yachalamus. Maybe if they were going to this, he wouldn't be able to die. Why? Since nobody could say that he died, therefore, then when he dies, nobody's going to be osik in his kfura. He'll be mutal bebizayon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't let that happen, so he won't let him die. So he says, maybe that's a good way to prevent him from dying. So that's one idea Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. The Rashi in the Shita B'Kubet says, quotes a little bit, that he seems to say maybe they're davening, no matter what happens, they're davening for, I'll read it to you, where's the line? Maybe they say, he says, D'ilo aviyadi bebiru demis, if they knew he had died, lo aviyay rachmi alay, d'lachaye. Right, if they knew for sure, you know, they... Even if they didn't know, they could still keep davening. But once they knew, they cannot keep davening. He just adds, even for Tchias HaMesim, there's no reason to keep davening, because that happens automatically. You don't have to daven to get Tchias HaMesim. That Tchias HaMesim lavi boy rachmei. So that's why they just didn't want to know. They wanted to be able to keep davening. So yidaka becherif. So what happens? Slika amsi de Rebbe leigra. So Rebbe's maidservant, who was a special woman, various gemaras seem to say, went up to the roof. Amra, she says, El Yonim of Akshem is Rebbe, V'tachtonim of Akshem is Rebbe. The Malachim want Rebbe, and the Talmidei Chachamim want Rebbe. He's being pulled in both directions. Yehi Ratzon, Sheyakuv V'tachtonim es El Yonim. Yehi Ratzon, that the Tachtonim should win. Meaning he should get better. He should get better, he should live. Kivin Dachazoi, Kama Zimni, Da'ilo Be'sakise, V'chol Etzfilin, Umanach Lehu. Since she saw how many times he kept going to the bathroom and having to take off his tefillin and putting him on again, he was having such sar running back and forth. Amra, she said, she said, you know what? Maybe it's better that the Elyonim win. Maybe it's better that the Elyonim win. And therefore, she stopped davening for that the Tachtonim should win. There's a number of points, but let's just finish the story first. But the Rabbanim never didn't stop. Reminds us of the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed, where David HaMelech didn't stop learning. He didn't let the Malach HaMavis come. So Shakla Kuza, so she takes a shard, a cheres, Shadia Me'igra La'ara, she throws it down from the roof to the ground, Ishtiku, the Rabbanim say, oh, what happened? And they stop for a moment, Ishtiku Me'rachme, V'noach Nafshi the Rebbe. And Rebbe died. So that's how Rebbe finally was able to be taken. The Marsha here knows, what do you mean the Elyonim and the Tachtonim? So the Marsha says that maybe this is an allusion to the two parts of what make us up. Two parts of what make us up. Mavur, Sheha Adam Nivra Minha Elyonim Bin Neshama Minach Tachtonim Beguf. That's what it means. The Elyonim are trying to win in the Tachtonim. The Neshama elements are trying to win. The Neshama has been held in the Guf, but now the Neshama is trying to break free. Or the Guf. No, the Guf wants to win. The Guf says, Rebbe, your Neshama is in me, and I want to win. That's what, and there's Shlemus right now, and there's a balance right now, the Guf is saying. The Marsha says that's what it means, the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. So the Ramban writes, on Nasa Adam b'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Nasa Adam, so we know the Rashi. Rashi says, what's Nasa Adam? But Shbarach Hu Adam, say Nasa, to teach us anivas. You shouldn't do things yourself. But the Ramban there says, Nasa Adam, no. Hashem says, Nasa, Shemayim and Aretz, the Ruchnias and the Gashmias, the Mias made up of two aspects, the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. They should come together. Nasa Adam b'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. But what happens? So she goes up, and she sees that it's not good for Rebbe. Right, he keeps having to take off and put on his tefillin. V'kametz ta'er. What does kametz ta'er mean? He's in pain. Pashtus. He's running back and forth. He's in pain. And she Rashi. unclear what Rashi means. Third Rashi on top. V'chalas tefillin marachlu v'kam itza'er lachlotz ulohaniach. So does that mean just pashas? Pashas, that just means he's having pain. He's taking off, putting on. Or maybe Rashi is maybe also alluding to the fact that what was his real tsar here? It wasn't the time that he was sick and he was having these problems, but he kept having to take off his tefillin. Right, kept having to take off his tefillin. It's not pashas v'kam itza'er lachlotz ulohaniach. Right, maybe unclear exactly if Rashi, maybe Rashi alluded to that also. Oh, isn't he putter? Well, unless he knows what we learned yesterday, that he's going to come back. Right, but still, that's Rashi. Tosva says that on top. Tosva says, your point. And even though he was putter from tefillin, what was he doing? He was putter. If somebody has a stomach ailment, he's putter from tefillin. Rebbe was able to control his bodily functions even while he was wearing it, and therefore, even though he was in this situation, he was able to put it on. This relates to the whole issue of, right, why don't we wear tefillin bezman hazeh all day? Right, originally, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says that, what does it say in the Torah? It says, wear tefillin. Wear tefillin. Does it say wear tefillin during davening? During Shacharis? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. It says, Ukshartim lo'osa yadecha v'atholz b'inanecha. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Lamed Zayin, mitzvasan liyosam alav kol hayom. It's a mitzvah to be on your body the whole day. But, aval, mebnei shetzrichim gufnaki, because we need a clean body, shal yafiach behem, shal yasiach daito. Our physical bodies and our minds must be clean, and we can't be zahir. Nagu, it's a bidyevet. We live in a life of bidyevet. Nagu shal olahanicham kol hayom. The minhag is not to wear them all day because of this. It'll be called makom, even, but you should try to be careful that it's on b'shas kriyash b'av tefillah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Interesting, it doesn't even say shachris. It just says tefillah. That's why the Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. He says, I don't understand why the world doesn't put on tefillah for mincha. I don't understand it. 10 minutes? 10 minutes you can't do. He has a Tzarachian on the Olam. He says, if Lulay de Mistafina, I would say you have to put it on for Mincha. What do you put it on for Mincha for? So maybe we're in the middle of the day, maybe we also don't have Kavana by there, well, we won't be able to have. But if that was what we had to do, that's what we had to do. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha there, quotes the Prima Gadim, was a suffix whether the din of wearing tefillin all day is a din d'Araisa or a din d'Rabbanan. Something. Prima Gadim from his topic. Imina Torah Chayev Kol Hayom, Imina Torah Dai Berega Echad, Umidu Rabbanan Kol Hayom. See, he has that suffix. The Rav Asher Weiss talks about that suffix. It's a beautiful piece in Simen Chaf Dalid in the Minchas Asher, where he just asks, a bomb kasha. Minchas Asher, Shmos. Shmos Simen Chaf Dalid. Shmos Simen Chaf Dalid, where he quotes this Prima Gadim, and he says, Be'emes Yishlo Tamua, L'divri Omer Mitzvah Kol Hayom. One side of the Prima Gadim is that Midah Reis, you have to wear it all day. Do we ever have any other mitzvah that is hard? Okay, you don't have to do it. Wait, me d'oraisa, you can say you might have to wear tefillin all day. Okay, you don't have to do it. Right, it's hard for you. Okay, don't do it. Don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's hard for you to concentrate on shofar for 100 kolos. Okay, you putter. Where else do we have? Our sukkah is built in. Mitzvah putter mena sukkah. That's a built in because the teshu came to duru. Because that the mitzvah really is only b'shas you're comfortable. But he says, "Alo lo matzina b'shem makom shetignu chachamim lifter mi mitzvah tefillin veizel la minag." He says, "Ech niskavo minag sheish ma bittel mitzvah sasei." What do you have such a minag? Unbelievable! What do you have such a minag for? So he says it must be the nira. He says the mitzvah tefillin einu mukderes klal b'zman nesuyim. What we spoke about last week at the Tuesday night shiur. When do you have to learn? According to the Sipler, every free moment of your life. Not every moment, every free moment of your life. Says the Minchas Asher, a similar idea when it comes to tefillin. When do you have to wear tefillin? Every moment that you can. What does that you can mean? Every moment that you could keep a gufnaki. It's not that it's derived to wear every single second of the day. No. Mitzvah shishtadel ha'adam, kechol shebiyado shiyat tefillin alav. As long as it's physically possible. Uke'ein mitzvah talmud Torah. She'ez man nesuyam. But there's no zman mukbal, and he quotes similar ideas to prove his point. But maybe that's the idea of tefillin as well, and that's why it's understandable where this minhag come from. When he says it's a daraisa, and then we're mevatel it, then it's very difficult. He says. Anyway, getting back to our issue. Again, this today's another one of those dafim that we need a couple hours. So he takes off his tefillin, and she says the elyonim should win. Then she says the tachtonim should win. So Rabbi Kiva Egu here quotes. The Rabbi Yeger quotes the Ron and the Darim, right? There are five or six major Rons in the Darim. There are a lot of Rons in the Darim, as we'll see, Bez Hashem, in a week and a half. But he quotes the Ron and the Darim that says that you're allowed to daven for someone that they should die. if they are tremendously in pain, Rahmana Litzlan, and it seems to you that it's better for them not to be in the world, says the Ran, it's allowed that you daven for them that they should be taken. Right? Amsa Debei Rebbe. That's what she did here. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. The Ran is not in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a big discussion in the Poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskin is like this Ran. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin like the Ran. They say if it reaches a certain state, at the same time, says Rav Moshe, that you're doing everything you can to save the person, up until a point, again, mate, these are medical shilas that are for the Gdolia Poskim, but he says that's the Ran. He says if you reach a point, says Rav Moshe, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis Simin, Chelek Beis Simin Ayin Gimel, he quotes, the context of the tshuva is, Im yesh la'anashim cholam ke'elu she'ein litein mehem, what kind of medicines do you have to give to prolong life? Again, this is the major discussion in the postgame. Are you impeding life? Are you impeding death? I mean, that's the discussion of various cases. He quotes our Gemara, She'ika l'famim she'tzarech l'hispalel al ha'adam k'shem itzta'er. Ve'ein mo'ilin minei refuos l'refuaso, v'atfilos lo niskablu she'tzarech l'hispalel al she'yamus. And he quotes the Ran in Adarm on Daf Mem. Upeinchi ki agavna, and if the Rofim know that, you know, this is the situation. He says you don't have to give them go extraordinary measures. These are big shilas, not for you know, minor leaguers. These are the major Gedolei HaPoskim went DNR shilas and related. And he talks about obviously food and oxygen you can never take away. No matter what, that's basic lifeline. That's Ritzicha. But other types of measures, says Rav Moshe, is a question of what you have to do. But in that context, he says, you pass it like the Ran. Shlomo Zalman as well. Shlomo Zalman will give you the, in Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simin Tzadik Aleph. He says, Afilu imachola mitztair harbe, ba'ofen kazeh shebisad halacha mitzvah levdaki shalav sheyamus. Even if he's in a state where you're allowed to daven that he should die, still at the same time, you have to be chayiv lahatzalaso, l'chalav as a Shabbos, afilu kama pa'amim. But again, he assumes, like the Ran. Who argues with this? This is Eliezer. The Sis Eliezer has a great line. The Sis Eliezer says, Amsa Debei Rebbe was with davening that the Elyonim should win. But what about all the other rabbis of the generation? Well, we pass like Amsa Debei Rebbe over the other rabbis. The other rabbis were davening that he should live. But Amsa Debei Rebbe wins? Sis Eliezer says, no, you're not allowed to do it. We don't pass like Iran. Sis Eliezer says, again, these are very serious issues, and we're just saying what the poskim say. In the Sis Eliezer in Chelek Hay, in Ramat Rachel, which is all about medicine, in Simon Hay, he quotes, May Rabbanan Raila Hefech, Gam Kishacholam Mispatal Bisurb No Roim, Rachmana Lislan, Veta Karnal Rafu Baderecha Teva, Ein La Havzik Milabakish Lachol Rachmi Shemai. At the end, he says, maybe you'd be Mechalik between family members and non family members. Family members for sure can't, even though they're the most affected. But it's covet. Covet of the relative. He says, you can't daven that. Like the Ran. Maybe other people can be more objective, they can. But even if you want to say that people who are so close, or Talmidim of a Rebbe can never do that either. That's what he, that's his heter at the end. But again, these are, we should never have such shilas, be involved in such situations, but this is a discussion of the Ran. You want a summary of this also, Dr. Abraham and the Nishmas Avram, in the second volume, in the English volume, on page 265. 265, he has quotes all the poskim related to this. And at the end he says, I should point out that even according to the opinion that one may pray for such a patient to die, this in no way permits euthanasia, is an active physical action on the part of man, and halachically no different from murder, no matter how good and noble one's intentions are. So again, you have to ask the poskim exactly how to behave. Okay, tefillin, choli, what else? Let's continue now. So, Rebbe was just nifter. So the Rabban had stopped davening for a second. So they knew something must be up. So they went to sent the Bar Kapar, you know, go check out what happened. Bar Kapar sees that he died. So he tore his clothing. And then he turned his shirt backwards, so nobody would see that he had torn his clothing, because that would be, in effect, saying he died. Pasach ba'amar, and he comes back and he starts talking to them. The Malachim and the great righteous rabbis were both grabbing the Aron HaKodesh. The Malachim have won, and the Aron HaKodesh has been captured. Right? The Talmid Chachamim is compared to an Aron HaKodesh. Amrulei, Noach Nafshei, did he die? Amar Lahu, he said, I didn't say that, you said it. You said it. So said the Akronim say, but how can they say it? What do you mean? Then he made a curse, Yitka B'cherev. They say, no, Yitka B'cherev is only as a statement. Here they were asking. They didn't say it as a statement, and that's why it was possible. Period. B'shas p'tiras l'sho Rebbe, zaka v'ezer espo'oso klabe ma'ala. When Rebbe was dying, he put his 10 fingers upward. Amar Rebbeinu Shel Olam Galui V'Yadua L'Fanecha Sheyagati Be'ezer Espa'osai B'Torah Avlo Unenesi Avilu Be'ezer Katana. I was miyageya, I schwitzed and I worked with all my fingers, and I didn't get hana from this world, even a tiny little etzba. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah points out, even though Rebbe was very rich, but still everything was L'Shem Shemayim, everything was L'Shem Avodas Hashem. He didn't get any personal hana from this. Why the fingers? What's with the fingers? So the Shidduch Betzah says it a little bit, but the way the Biur HaDaf, one of the Achronim understand it, is that because when you get into learning, your fingers move, right? This is a mucker for the thumb, and that's why his fingers, after the fingers, that's the they move b'shas alimud. So that's what he's saying. I was osik in Torah all my life. If you ask Maktana, Yiratzon Alfanecha Sheishalom b'mnuchasi. So Yiratzon, they should have shalom in my menucha. Yatzah Baskal v'yamra. Baskal goes out. Yavo shalom yanucha mishkavosam. Shalom shall come, and they shall rest on their resting places. Al mishkafcha b'boyle. What do you mean al mishkafcha? Rashi explained by the Achronim, the Gemara is really asking, but the first part of the pasuk is lashon yachid, yavo shalom. So why is the second half lashon rabim, mishkavo sam? So Messiah le Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul, b'shor she hatzadik nifsam in ha'olam, when a tzadik leaves the world, omim malachai yesharis levnei kadosh baruch hu. The malachai yesharis stand in front of Hashem and say, Rabbanu shel olam, tzadik ploni ba, tzadik ploni, so and so is coming. So one of the achronim say that because the malachim, there are midrashim that say that malachim said, don't create man. He's full of ketata and he's full of all the, so they dafka have to be the ones to announce, a tzaddik is coming. So tzaddik ploni ba, omer lahem yavo tzaddikim v'yisol l'kraso. So he says to them, let all the tzaddikim come and greet him. V'omrim lo yavo b'shalom yinuchal mishkvosam. Come in peace. And then afterwards, all of those tzaddikim go back to rest on their resting places. So really, the two parts of the pasuk are referring to the tzaddik and everyone else that is coming. This gemara is quoted by the Masul Sharman in Perak Yud Gimel, where he talks about all 10 different chazals on either side of the page. On either side of the issue about, generally, our issue, we had a shiur a couple of months ago, years ago, about chumrah. So here, in Midas Aprishus, in Perak Yud Gimel, he quotes, you have chazals on both sides of the issue. How much hana are you supposed to have? Right, that the it's a great thing to be a nazir. It's a terrible thing to be a nazir. Lo dayecha masha asra Torah, but you're trying to be osir new things versus kloshim to you, prushim to you. So this is one of the gemaras that he put on one of the sides. Right, I lo nanesi afilu bas maktana, and he talks about the balance that one has to have and to be poreish and only be involved in dvarim that lead to avodas Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So you can look there for a summary of that in Perek Yud Gimel in Midas Haprishus. When a tzaddik leaves the world, three groups of malachim come greet him. One says bo or yavo on the side. Yavo b'shalom, come in peace. Right, b'shalom. Right, this is interesting. B'shalom and l'shalom. We had the gemara at the end of brachas. Lech b'shalom and lech l'shalom. Right, l'shalom means what? That right, there was a difference between achai and a mace. But here we're saying, right, which was it? It was l'shalom means you're still. Right, l'shalom was the one that you said to Achai, and bishalom means right that you finished. So bishalom. V'yachaz emeres holech nechochau, go straight. V'yachaz emeres lo yavo shalom yanuchu al mishkvosa, like we just said. B'shasha rush never bina olam. When a rush is nevad from the world, interesting. A rush is not niftar. Niftar versus ne'evad. A tzaddik is niftar. A rush is ne'evad. Never bina olam. Sholosh kiddush malche chavala yoses lakrasa. Three attacking angels come greet him. Achaz Ameris ain't shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim. There's no peace. Achaz Ameris lo luma'at seva yishkav. Right, sorrow. You shall lie in sorrow. Achaz Ameris lo redav hashkaves arelim. Go lie with the arelim. Meaning not a cordial greeting. Period. Okay, Rebbe's tira is finished, and we get back to some halacha before we get back to some agadata in the coming days as well. Says the Mishnah. As long as she is within her father's house, as this parak has been talking about, as whenever she's living with her father, meaning she was an almana and she left to live with her father, she's allowed to collect her ksuba forever. Even if she doesn't say a word, 40 years later, she can collect her ksuba then. But when she's in her husband's house, there's a limit. Up to 25 years. Why? Because within 25 years, she probably used assets of the Yarshim that she was above and beyond what she deserved to get. Maybe she gave neighbors. She gave neighbors to borrow. She used up. So within 25 years, that's probably, she used up the amount of her ksuba. So that's why she loses her ksuba after 25 years. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Meir says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tosfos Rid says, she's allowed, she used money that she wasn't allowed to use. Veinah Rashas Litin Laniyim Minichsi Yisomim. She wasn't allowed to use it from the Nichsi Yisomim. Shidu Kubetza says, what, all women are Gaslanim? All women are Gaslanim over time. That's not such a nice thing to say. Over to Gazlanim. So maybe we'll answer that question in a minute. The Chachamim say, Kozmachi Hiba Beis Baila, Govik Subas Al Olam. The opposite. While she is in Beis Baila, while she's amongst living with them, then she can collect it forever. Why? Because Rashi says, if she's amongst them, she's too embarrassed. She's Mizbaish from asking for the Ksuba. Maybe you're giving me Mizonos, you're giving me such favors. But she's not Mochel. She's just too embarrassed to ask. So the Chachamim hold, if she's living with them, then she could collect forever. If she's not with them, then she should have asked. And if she doesn't ask, that shows that she's mochelas. Only up to 25 years. And after that, no more. Mesa, once she dies, Yerushalayim maskirin ksubasa ad esrei chamishanim. Also, the Yerusha could collect the ksuba for 25 years. Okay. The Rabbeinu Kreskis asks a very... insightful kasha. He says, if after 25 years that she loses it, so what about a woman that's not an almana? What if 25 years, she's after she's living, all right, 25th anniversary, they should go out and celebrate, and the husband should say, you lost your ksuba. Because she gave the aniyim also. What, only if she's an almana she gives the aniyim? So says Rebbeinu Kreskis, either number one, he says, ikala meimark, even the baila kaya baila mishamra, maybe the husband guards, that he guards the bank account, he guards the checks. Or other Rishonim say, no, maybe there's more of a shutfis. When he's alive, then she's acting on behalf of him too. Right? Ishto kagufo. Right? Balka ishto. Right? So therefore, maybe that's why there's there wouldn't be any problem while she is alive. There is a discussion in the Achronim also, beautiful discussion of the Ksos in Simon Yud Beis, where the Ksos wonders, he quotes the Maharshal, who holds that Mechila could happen belave. Mechila can happen belief. You can be mochel belief. And Marshal says to him, Omer, and then what happens if somebody comes and says, Belibo hayala mochlo v'achshav rotsa lehisnakim imanu leza siba lo mahani tfiyasa. Let's say somebody comes and says, I was mochel, but now I changed my mind. Mechila belief havi mechila avtenakit star biyade. He even has a star, but says the Marshal, Mechila works belief. And what's his big raya? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, what did it say? After 25 years, she's mochel the ksuba. She didn't say anything. Maybe we'll see in the Gemara, she might even still be holding the ksuba. So what? Mechila b'lev, and the ksos cannot understand it. Be'enayi pale ha'dabar, dolomatzinu b'shemakom, demachshava mo'il, afilu hefker v'hektish, v'neder. Says, why should mechila b'lev work? What's the difference between mechila and hefker? So there he comes up with, he says, unless you say, the big discussion in the acronym, maybe mechila is not what we call a hakna, but a siluk. You're just removing yourself. Big discussion, we mentioned from the Stipler, the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin. The Stipler discusses whether Mechila is as if I got what you owe me and then I give it back. Hakna. Or see, look, I just removed myself from the Chiyev and therefore you don't owe me anymore. Many nafkaminas between the two. Can you be Mochel to a Katan? Can you be Mochel to a Katan? Many Rishonim say, if you're Makna to a Katan, it works on a Daraisa level. Could you be Mochel to a Katan? So here the Kso says, Argamar approves, can you do it Belave? Hakna, you can't do a Kenyan Belave, but you could do Mechila Belave. The Kso says, that would only work if it's Bidin Siluk. Tolo Mahani Siluki and Badarish Adayin Lo Voli Odo Klub. That's what the Kso says on our Gemara. Okay. Amalei Abayeler of Yosef. This was a Amud Aleph heavy daf. Even if we generally are sometimes because of time, but here we not just because of time, but because there's just Amud Aleph is jam packed. Gemara. Amalei Abayeler of Yosef. So what did the Gemara say? After 25 years, she loses it according to the Rabbi Meir, the Tanna Kamma, because she must have used that amount of 25 years. Ani yishu b'Yisrael ha'esu v'chabishanim u'marsa basmaisas ha'esu v'chabishanim. If you have a poor little lady and a very rich woman, don't they use different amounts of money? So why, in 25 years, that's the same for everybody? She used it, by that time, Masayim Zuz is used up? No. According to the camel, you load them up. Meaning, in a chinam, yeah. She, the more money they have, the more they use. Where else did we have this? Lefum gam l'shichna? Menachem gave the daf that day. I was in Israel, right? Well, El Samach Zayin by Tztaka. Right? We asked, but why Kalba Savua? What do you mean he didn't give Tztaka? He gave plenty of Tztaka. He didn't give enough Tztaka, according to his, how much he could have done. L'chvot or L'chvot Huda Ava. That was the other pshat with the Marsha there. But that's the Yelafum Gavlo Shechna. That's the other case place we have this. Ibai Lahul Rabbi Meir, Maushet the Shalesh. According to the first opinion, that she uses it up over time. Do we prorate it? What if she wants the ksuba after 12 years? So do we say she loses 12 25ths of the ksuba, meaning after every year that she loses a little bit? Or is it, no, it's a one-time thing at the end? Take it, unclear. So ask the kasha, how could it be a one-time thing at the end? The whole svar is that she uses it over time. So it might be, the Shidduch Kabbalistic explains, that it's not that we really exactly know, but it's a takana drabanan. It's a takana that after 25 years, that's it. But it's a takana. If you say that, so you can answer the other question maybe. Not all women are gazlanim. Maybe even if they didn't, but this is not kind of drabanan. It's kind of drabanan that after 25 years, the chiyuv is finished. The chiyuv dissolves. Next, the chum omen calls man. The second day of the Gemara was, of the Mishnah was, if she's in her husband's house, she does not lose it, because she's embarrassed to ask them. Only if she's in her father's house, so then she loses it after 25 years. If she's a minute late, she's going to lose it. After the day of 25 years, the day after, how can you say that? He says, of course. We have shiurin in life. Every shiur, you have a mincha right before shkia, you have a mincha right after shkia. You have a mikvah every shiur. Every shiur is fine. You have to make rules. Make rules. So there's here too. You make a rule. 25 years. So that's how you have to say that. You know, it's Chazal had to make the rules, and the deadline is the deadline. You remember we discussed this a little bit all the way back at the base. Mesechus Ksubas, when we talk about by the Bati Arechoma, you have 1 year to come and collect your house, so they used to hide the last day. So again, they come, they wait until the last minute. They wait until the last minute. Yeah.
What was the Abaya thinking?
What was the Havamina? Good question. What was he thinking? Maybe you could say, if you say it's an overtime thing, so why should it make a difference if it comes this second or that second? If it's a Takana Kavua, maybe that was the answer. If you think it's an overtime thing, like the question of Maoshet the Shalish, so maybe that's why he was thinking that maybe it shouldn't go as a magic for one moment. Alright, in the other Gemara where this is suggested, you see in Bamitzi, I think, right, there was a question who asked this, and they threw him out of the Beis Medrash. They threw him out of the Beis Medrash, where this is quoted elsewhere, this Gemara. Rabbi Yudam Araf. Hey, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Lefnei, Rabbi Yishmael, Mishim Aviv. When does she lose the ksuba after 25 years? Only if she lost the actual shtar. But the Tanakama here says, the first opinion, if she has the ksuba, she could always collect, no matter what. No, even if she has the shtar, we still say she was mocha. A balchov could collect even if he hasn't reminded them, even if he's been quiet for 25 years. So, hey, Chidami, what's the case of that the Baal Chov is allowed to do this? Idlo naka shtar abba my gavi. If he doesn't have a shtar, then what's he collecting with? He doesn't have any proof. Elda naka shtara. It must be that he's holding the shtar. U Baal Chov udalav barachu lehu. And what does the Brisa say? A Baal Chov is not mochel after 25 years. Ha amana chilte, and amana is mochel, even if she's holding a shtar. Right to the second opinion that we had. So no, there's an answer. He asked and he answered. The old donak shtara, there is no shtar in the Baal Chov case. He admits that he owes him, and that's the case, and that's the chiddush of Rav Sheshes, is that he is gove even after 25 years. But there's no raya about what would be the din if the shtar is there. The Amar Rabbi Law shown in Grusha Harika Baal Chov. Don't we have a brisa that says a grusha is like a Baal Chov? And hechidami, what's the case of a grusha? If she's not holding a ksuba, with what is she collecting this grusha? El the nekita ksuba. It must be she's holding a ksuba. And we say v'grushi de la basachulehi. A grusha is like a Baal Chov, and she's not mochel after 25 years. Ha'amana chilte, but amana would be mochel, even though she's holding a shtar. Again, right to the second opinion. No, maybe there too. The husband agrees that he owes his grusha the ksuba, and there's no shtar involved. Kabbal of Shmita is a big kasha. Is ksuba subject to Shmita? By a Baal Chov, 25 years, you have to say Prisbal. Prisbal. You wrote the Prisbal. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yisrael Tani, Rav Yehuda bar Kaza mibasisa debay bar Kaza. So he said this brisa from the yeshiva of bar Kaza. Tova ksubasa harayuku b'tchila. If she ever is tovei her ksuba, the clock starts again. 25 years starts again. She's tovei her ksuba, they don't give it to her, but it starts again. She put in her mechah. V'mayi shtar ksuba yotzei b'tachas yadeh govei ksubasa la'olam. If she has the shtar ksuba, then she's always govei the ksuba. Right? So that's a raya that to the second, to the first shita, that if she has the ksuba, that she could always collect. Sholach li Reb Nachman bar Rav Chisla, Reb Nachman bar Yaakov, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Rebbe teach us, kishe shtar ksuba yotzei b'tachas yadeh machlokes, o kishein shtar ksuba yotzei b'tachas yadeh, is there a machlokes, even if she has a shtar ksuba or not, v'halacha k'divrei mi. And who do we paskin like? The machlokas is only when she does not have the ksuba. But like the first opinion we quoted on the earlier amud, but if she's holding the ksuba, she can always collect. There's no limit. The halacha kedivrei chachamim, and the halacha is like the chachamim in the Mishnah. That what the chachamim say in the baal's house, she has no limit, and her in her father's house, she has a limit of 25 years. When is there a limit of 25 years? That's only the Iker Ksuba. But she never loses the Tosefes. Why? That's a Matana Ba'alma. Matana Ba'alma, she's never mochel on that. Rabbi Yavoah, Rabbi Yochanan, Afil Tosefes, Ein Lano, she even loses the Tosefes. Tiyamar Rab Aiva, Amar Rab Yanai, Tanai Ksuba, Kiksuba Dami. A Tanai Ksuba is like the Ksuba. So what? She loses the Iker Ksuba. So she loses everything in the Ksuba, including the Tosefes. You can look in the Rif here. The Rif has the opposite Girsa. And you can look at the Ran who explains it. The Rif has a Girsa, according to the first opinion, that she loses the Tosefes and not the Iker. So you can look there for that Girsa. Rav also said that she does not lose the Tosefes. So Rabbi Abba said to Rav Huna. Rav Huna was said in the name of Rav. Did Rav really say this? Are you amazed because you don't think it's true? So he's trying to tell me to be quiet, Ashtikin? Or are you so excited you want to give me a drink? You want to say, oh, what a great birth, have a drink. So which one? Amalei, Ashtikin Kamina. I don't like it, so I want to be mashtik you. So Chav says, sometimes we don't know people's intentions when they come over. Really? Right, we don't know if they're this positive or negative. Chav says, Reb Chiya Aricha, Inti Zachua Have, one more story till the end. The mother-in-law of Reb Chiya Aricha was the wife of his brother. In other words, two brothers married a mother-in-law, a mother and a daughter. Two brothers married a mother and a daughter. And the mother-in-law, the older brother had died. So the mother-in-law was there now. And she got 25 years worth of mizonos in her father's house. Then she comes and says, can I have my mizonos, please? And remember, the chachamim say that she loses it after 25 years. No, you don't have any more mizonos. Because as we'll see, the Shidduch Kabetzah says, once she loses the ksuba, she loses the tanai ksuba. The mizonos is part of the tanai ksuba. So I have the ksuba. Okay, give me my ksuba. Armalah. Well, mizoni is the chav, ksuba is the chav. Sorry, you don't have anything left. Tavati Ladina Kamej Rabbi Barshila, so they went in front of Rabbi Barshila for a din Torah. Amrle Emily Isi Gufa de Uvda Hechihavi. Tell me exactly what happened. Amrle, so he says, that Isa Esam Chami Sherbe Nasha. I fed this woman for 25 years in her father's house. Bechai Demar de Bekasvoi Antila. And you know, I love her so much, I brought her the food every single day myself. So he says, so you just messed yourself up. Why in the mission did we say that there's no mechila if she's living with the kids? Because we say she's embarrassed. If she's in front of them, so she's not going to ask them for the ksuba. So you brought her to her every day? So it's as if she's in Beis Baila. So therefore there's no mechila. There's no mechila. She's just embarrassed. It's a tnai of the marriage, but still, if they're doing sometimes even if you're entitled to something, if somebody's doing you such a tova, you know, so you're like, don't feel bad.
It's more than entitled, it's expected.
It's expected. It's expected maybe after 25 years, you know, maybe you should have asked for it already. So Zilha, you're right, for 25 years. You have 25 years to ask for it. Zilhavla, so he gave it to her. So he still havla, so I'm sorry, the dying said, you have to pay her. So Zil, lo ashka, he didn't listen. So what did the dying do? He wrote an adrachta. Adrachta is a document that she's allowed to be toe-faced the land from him, his nechasim. So he went in front of a different court. Did you see what he did to me? That dayan? He did good. He did it. He acted properly. So she chimes in. If you're possibly like the early down was correct, so all the fruit that he's eaten since the Adrakta was written, he should have to pay me for. He's been eating fruit on his field since then. So Amrle Achli Adrachtix. He says, okay, let me see the Adrachta for a minute. Let me see that document. Chazi Dilavi Kasibba, he saw that it was not written in it. Vish Tamodana de Nachasim Elo de Mista Inun. You have an Adrachta on the Nachasim that was the dead brothers, meaning her previous husband. Those are the Nachasim. Those are the fields that are meshuba to her. It didn't say that. So Amar La Adrachta Lav Shapar Ksiva. So he says, I'm sorry, it wasn't written correctly. It's like a parking ticket. You find one little mistake, you're off. Right? It's like it wasn't written properly. Sorry, it could be correct, but you left out the this, and you're off the hook. Amar La. So she says, okay, fine. Tezal Adrachta. Forget the Adrachta. Ishko miyoma deshlimu yoma achras ad hashka. They still, even after they wrote the Adrachta, they had days where they announced about selling his fields. So at the end, they finally got a price. So at that point, it was really mine. So I should at least get the payers going back from then till now. So Amar La. So the Dayan says, I'm sorry. That whole applies if there was no mistake in the Adrachta itself. Because the Achraza flows from the Adrachta. But if there was a mistake in the document, and they announced because of the document, sorry, you don't get. Amar Leva Hamaru Damar, she's her last try. But the Amar Achrayis Ton Sofer, don't you hold Achrayis as Ton Sofer? Meaning if a Sofer makes a mistake, we know if it's supposed to have Achrayis, meaning security, even if it's not written in there, it's automatic. It's a Ton Sofer. So Amar Le Rava Bahalak Lamer Ton Sofer Hu. No, in our case, you cannot say Ton Sofer. What does Ton Sofer mean? Something that everybody knows and he must have forgotten. But if we're choshesh that somebody didn't know something, so then it's bedafka not written, and that's a real mistake. Debahafilu Rabbi Barshelo toy. Rabbi Barshelo, the previous dayan, even made this mistake. Meikara hu saver hani vahani didei. He originally thought that who cares whose fields these are? The brother that's alive or the brother that's dead? All of them are meshubit. Mali mehani, mali mehani. So he made the mistake. It's not that he just forgot. He really didn't know the halacha. Velohi zimnin da azlo mishab chalhu. It could be that she's going to go and appreciate one of the fields, Udabala Machasvi, and her own husband's fields will go down in value, Vamala, and then the brother will say, Shkoldi Dach Vesavli Didi. So you take this bad one and I'll take the good one. For us, Fugilaz Al Beidin. It's going to come out that she's going to be mostly Laz on Bezdin, so therefore it is something that we can't say this is Toa Sofer, because Toa Sofer means that the Sofer forgot something. But here we're Choshes that really there was a mistake made. Hadrach Hanosei, tomorrow we start Shedan Exeris, which every mission is a different topic in the next parak. Machlokas Admon and the Chachamim, and we even start off, I'm not going to talk about this tomorrow, Machlokas between Admon and Hanan ben Avishalom. What's Avishalom and Avshalom? So can you name your child Avshalom, or just changing a name a little bit? Does that change the name? What if you want to name after somebody and you change the name a little bit? Is that any connection to the previous person? Anyway, Beth Shem, that's tomorrow's daf, and Beth Shem will get back on Sunday, last week.